Hello, everyone, once again. Welcome to Jesus Revealed in Purpose. We are in Jesus Revealed Season 2, and we're in Week 4, Day 24. And we will be talking today about the crown of thorns, purpose in suffering. And to talk about this, I'm joined by my brother, Pastor Gops.
Hey, bro.
How's it going?
Good, bro. Yeah. What a tough topic.
It really is. I don't know why we're smiling about it, but it's just one of those things.
Suffering is such a tough topic, bro.
Yeah, yeah. So, but I'm still looking forward to talking about it. 100%. Yeah, there's much that can be pulled from it.
For sure.
Yeah. And we'll be looking at the book of Matthew, chapter 27, verse 29, as our reference scripture. Mm-hmm. And it reads, "They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and then twisted a crown of thorns and set it on his head." Bro, how do you think about this scripture and passage in light of our topic today?
I think it's rude, right? It's Jesus. What are you doing?
Yeah.
But yeah, it has depth, right? Given the context, what's happening at that moment and, the background of Jesus being passed from the priests of the temples over to Roman officials, to the public, right, back and forth, and we get this moment that you've just read where the Roman officials are ridiculing him, and they strip him, dress him in a robe and put a crown of thorns over him. So there's quite a lot of depth in this. And I thought about it from at least three perspectives. Okay. I think not that the three are exhaustive. And I think also helps from looking at it from a backward-looking perspective. One, two, like at that point in time, a current-looking perspective, and then forward-looking. But the first perspective is Christ's suffering in this context was prophetic.
Yeah.
Right. So it wasn't happenstance. It was very prophetic. And in one of the other episodes, you spoke around Isaiah 53, right, as one of the chapters in the Old Testament that prophesy this. And in verse 5, Isaiah 53, verse 5, it says, "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed."
Yeah.
So TLDR, he suffered for us. Right? Yeah. So I think that's the first perspective, that Christ's suffering was prophetic, which is great when I think about Christ.
Yeah.
I squirm a bit when I think about what that implies for us as his followers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think about John 16:33, which speaks about that in this world, we will endure tribulation.
Yeah.
But we should be of good cheer because, as Christ speaking, because I have overcome it. So one perspective is that Christ's suffering is prophetic. The second is his suffering is provocative. All right. So it is a public ridicule what's happening in that moment. But the interesting thing for me is it's not like a random provoking, right? Mm-hmm. The provoking in and of itself witnesses to who Christ claimed to be, right? I made the point when I was thinking about this point when I was studying this portion that they specifically stripped him, put on a robe on him. I believe it's in the book of Mark where it speaks around putting on a purple robe around him.
Yeah, yeah.
And then a crown of thorns on his head and twisting it. Now, it didn't say that they threw money at him, because Jesus didn't claim to be a rich man.
Yeah, yeah.
It didn't say that they threw scrolls and pens at him because he didn't claim to be a wise man.
Yeah.
So they specifically put a robe and a crown of thorns over him because Jesus claimed to be the messianic figure.
Yes.
So when I think then how that the implication for us is our suffering in the same likeness provokes, one, the claims that Christ made about himself, and then two, the us living out Christ claims in our lives. So that's at least the second perspective. Mm-hmm. And then the third is that it was purposeful.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So it was necessary for it to happen because mm-hmm. Christ had to pay the penalty. And I think, again, in the same likeness, our suffering is purposeful as well. So at least from those three perspectives, I kind of see how we can view this one moment.
Amen. It's very interesting. I think I want to try and see if I can't put together then thoughts on all three. But I think where I'd probably like to start, especially then, there's something to be said about the manner of suffering as well that he went through, especially in how it has contextualized itself here.
Yeah.
Because there is a level of ridicule, because like you said, he was being mocked against claims that he had made. So it's almost, we want to reduce you and maybe give a comical view of what you have claimed because we don't believe it. We don't buy into it.
Yeah.
And two, when we reflect then on our own suffering, as you have said, when we go through suffering and suffering for Christ's sake, we are proclaiming that this figure that you comically mocked, we believe him as true.
Yeah.
But now when we go through that suffering, I think there's a certain level then of humiliation that we will go through.
Yeah, for sure.
Concerning what we profess. And I think what's interesting is that I've never really thought about that as suffering in a sense.
Yeah.
Where I'm being mocked, where I'm being made fun of and all of that around what I believe about Christ. It's something that I've never really thought through. So when we then are thinking about suffering and going through suffering in light of what we believe in, how then do we navigate that in this present time? Because firstly, it has been prophesied. I mean, it has been declared by the apostles that all roads leading to heaven are paved with suffering.
Yeah.
How then do we wade our way through that life as believers?
Yeah, you know, I imagine it as a healthy contribution to the Christian diet. It is theoretically easier to gravitate towards messages that largely speak around triumph and the blessing of God. Whereas the aspect of our walk that speaks to suffering isn't generally as publicized.
Mm-hmm.
But when I think about the figures we read about in the Bible, I mean, there are notable markings of suffering there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jesus is a good example. His cousin John the Baptist. His crew, the apostles, their crew.
Their crew's crew.
So I think it is a reality that we have to reckon with.
Yeah.
Now, I will qualify and say not all suffering is made equal.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it is self-inflicted.
Very true. Very true.
The book of Proverbs has bars for some of it is self-inflicted.
Yeah.
But Christ in suffering specifically for the faith, right?
Yeah.
And I think you made an interesting point earlier. One is believing the claim that Christ made about himself.
Yeah.
Right? I think is the first point of provocation that we face in our suffering for his sake. So one is believing the claim that he makes about himself, being the messianic figure. Then secondly, affiliating with him as a messianic figure. So the same way that the Roman officials had clothed him in a robe, put on a crown of thorns on him, twisted it, and then bowed and said, as the king of the Jews, why not save yourself? It's the same charge either of us would face, that you're a child of of this living God who supposedly created the heavens and the earth, but yet you are subjected to suffering, right? So like the temptation Lucifer had to Christ after his 40 days of fasting is, you know, jump off this cliff and command the angels to save you. So I do think there is that understanding and how we might navigate it as it implies to us. But I think it's a very real aspect of our walk.
Agreed.
It does not automatically mean that there is something dysfunctional about our walk. Mm. There is something that suffering can teach you that supposedly comfort or you know, for lack of a better term, blessing cannot.
And I think, you're 100% spot on there around just the role that suffering plays. And I think I like that whole thing that it should be part and parcel of the diet of a believer. Mm. I'm now just thinking around it because obviously this is Jesus revealed in purpose.
Yeah.
And a lot of what we are talking about this week is really just the difficulty of our walking in purpose. And suffering is definitely part and parcel of that walk.
Yep.
I do think that there is a distinction between our persevering and going through difficult trials versus suffering.
Interesting.
I think there is, in a sense that with obstacles do come. And I think obstacles in the sense of they are part and parcel of life.
Yeah.
It's just obviously when we endure with Christ.
Yes.
Suffering seems very unique in a sense that we are walking in our God-given, Christ-given, or Christ-drenched and Christ-saturated purpose.
Yes.
And because we have chosen to walk in this particular purpose through Christ, there is a particular level of suffering that it comes with as part of just that sifting process, in a sense.
Yeah, you're right. There is an interconnectedness between and kind of the three perspectives of prophetic, provocative, and purposeful, right? It's all enveloped-ish. And the word just happens to start with a P, but in God's providence, right?
Yeah.
So yes, there is a, if I could say, like, this is your lot, a prepackaged.
Yeah.
This is your package of suffering.
Yeah.
That's there, and I think if I'm understanding your question correctly, that's an aspect of suffering that I then ought to endure through.
Yeah.
So it's definitely there. And I think we have to tether it to the purpose behind Christ's suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And in a moment of despair, right? Because it's really hard to be, this is from my own experience, it's really hard to be theoretical about suffering when you're going through it.
100%.
Right. So I have to tether it to the very real or the reality of Christ having suffered.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately me getting to a point of believing that the Christ I serve, the claim of Christ that I believe in, of him being the messianic figure, also comes with the fact that the God I serve suffered.
Yeah.
Right. So I think that brings a very tangible how to understand and take in this concept and idea and reality that I will suffer.
Yeah.
One is that Christ suffered for a purpose, that I would be part of God's redemptive plan for humanity. And that in its own different ways and nuances as it unfolds in my life, my suffering is a purpose. But overarching to that is the God that I pray to, the God that I cry to when I'm suffering, knows what suffering is like. Right? So I don't go through it alone or absent of the reality that Christ has suffered.
Yeah.
And in him I'll have peace, but in this world I will face tribulation.
Sure. Yeah. So then how then do we embrace it? Because that's the, I think that's the thing, because you, I don't want to scare believers away.
Yeah.
You know, like
don't
it's still a very good product.
Yeah.
I just want to give, but at the same time, I also want them to be sober enough to say that, yes, suffering will come. But then how do you embrace that, those periods of suffering when they come?
Yeah, sure. Look, theologically, the scriptures are clear that there is a redemption that comes with the suffering.
Yeah.
So at the height of Christ's suffering, he's on the cross and he makes the utterance, "Why have you forsaken me?" And at that point, he is carrying the sins and the burden of the world. Mm. And in God's justice, he is distanced from him. So in some sense, the prayer makes, you know, is validated in that instance. But in the following through, that this cup will not pass. And in that moment, there is a forsaking, but there is a redemption that follows after that. That could have only came through those doors of suffering.
Yeah.
Right? The messianic figure that ought to have come on a horse, toppling the Roman government, arguably could have not produced the kind of redemption that could have only come from Jesus taking on the sin of the world, and as a lamb being led to a slaughterhouse. Right. So I think from a theological perspective, that's an anchor for us to rely on. From a very practical perspective, I think, yes, the scripture is there to remind us, the Holy Spirit is there to witness to us that the Christ that we follow is not without suffering. He deeply empathizes, he deeply understands suffering, right? The story with Lazarus, as someone who could have prevented the death and as someone who would also raise this man from the dead, Jesus weeps, right? So he is very empathetic of our suffering.
Yes.
And you know, I think beyond that, there is purpose in our community of faith, being a part of the local church, where we can be each other's keepers as we carry each other or encourage one another to endure through periods of suffering. And I'll kind of, I guess, wrap it up from this perspective with Romans chapter 5, verses 3-5, that we glory in our suffering.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. We take glory in our suffering.
Amen.
Because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance produces character, and character produces hope. And a hope that does not fail us. And we know that Christ is that hope. I hope I've at least done the question justice around practically how do we then walk through this journey of suffering as it happens.
No, I think you've done more than that, bro. I think that was really, really good. And I think there was both a lot of food for thought around really looking at Christ, beholding Christ around him suffering and him providing that template on how to suffer and to put it in a way, how to suffer well.
Yeah.
But also thinking around how suffering is a really good place for our sanctification as well. Mm-hmm. And I really, really enjoy that. And I think it is only through suffering, if we think about it, that we actually do get to that place of maturing as believers. So thank you so much, bro. Look, we can go on on this topic, but I think this would be a good place to put a pin on it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think as we go through this journey in our walk of faith and walking in our purpose, I think let us not neglect the role that suffering plays and the purpose of suffering, in a sense that Jesus's suffering was not in vain. Everything was wrapped in purpose and clothed in purpose there. So as we go through this life and as we face those hardships and suffering for what we profess and for the purpose that we choose to walk in, know that there is a priest that knows exactly what we're going through that we can pray to. So please be encouraged and stay in faith as you walk this journey. If this was a blessing to you, like and subscribe us across our platforms, share it with a friend, let it be a blessing to them as it has been a blessing to us that were listening. And I ask that you stay with us as we wrap this week up. God bless you, and we'll see you next episode.